Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I think about that. He says, listen, I want you to look at that mountain. I want you to go out to it, and I just want you to shout, grace, grace, grace. You know, God's undeserved favor. Listen, God can move in America, third grade awakening, if we'll quit trying to figure out how to fix it and just fall to our knees and scream at America's mountains of what? And go, grace, grace, grace. And all of a sudden, because we're connecting, I guess, God's just going to lavish his grace upon us and pour out a third grade awakening that's going to overtake us and begin to do some really awesome things. If you missed it, you got to go back on the highlights and check out a program where we shared about the what God said to us during a seven-day fast, a time of prayer and fasting, seeking the Lord, his voice, and he just spoke intently, just intently. And we'll have some more things we're going to be sharing about that. We're having it all transcribed now, 4 hours, 4 hours, and that was just, we just cut it off somewhere, of all the things God said to ministers from all around the United States who got together in a meeting to be able to share what God said in our time of fasting and seeking. And listen, God is there. He's just waiting to see if you'll reach out to him, though he's not far from you. He chose the very place that you will live, the times, the seasons, your very address. He's just waiting to see, will you reach out for him, though he's not far from him? And we did. We did just recently in a seven-day time of fasting and prayer and humility, you know, laying our lives down for just to hear from him. We embraced weakness. Embrace weakness and watch God do some awesome things. I mean, it's just when you fast and pray, you realize, you know, I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. Our flesh just has, it's too loud. It's too noisy.
Yeah.
We keep on trying to satisfy our flesh, you know, and make it feel comfortable or whatever. And he says that counts for nothing. At the same time, my prayer life was about things that count for everything. And I remember once the Lord was speaking and we're in this dilemma, and we're looking at the church, and things were going on at that time. And the Lord says, I don't mind giving you whatever you need. He says, but the problem is you've went into the buffet of the world, and you stuffed yourself in the world. You don't have any room for me.
That's right.
Even I'm not talking about evil things. I'm talking about just useless space-taking, time-taking things that you're just so full. It's like, you know, you can have the we can be hungry as can be, and you can sit down at a table, and you can have a meal. But then you can be full as can be, and somebody can put your best food, your best dessert in front of you, and nothing inside of you says you're going to eat it because you're so full.
Right.
That doesn't define what was put in front of you is not good. It defines that you stuffed yourself so much on whatever that was that you had no room for what was put in front of you anymore.
Right.
And that's what the church has done quite predominantly in America, is that we just, you know, God's given us things, and we made things take over our life and our stuff and you know, that type of thing. And it's time to start setting those things aside. And we find out now if we've made those things gods in our life when we set them aside, and all of a sudden we start going into dry heaves and, you know, DTs and acting out in our flesh.
Proverbs says that, Proverbs 27:10, he that is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. That's just it. Just the plates are just full and full and full and full and full. And it's like, there's no even room for God. There's not no room for God.
God is so good, you know. He's so good at that. You know, I got a great wife who is good at shopping and all that. But I open my refrigerator. You got to get this. Mm-hmm. And there's food in there.
That's something amazing.
And it's like different kinds of food. Mm. Different kinds of food. And then you go to store, the grocery store, which I try not to do too much. Cause, believe it or not, it's pretty busy. And why? And but you look and it's like, we're so blessed in America. We have so much stuff and things, and they got like 55 gallon drums of like macaroni and cheese and stuff. It's like, what are you gonna do with that? How do you, what do you, and I just look and I think, I'm almost in tears thinking, God, I mean, especially go to Sam's or what's
Costco,
and you're looking and you're just like straight up like a mountain of blessing, a mountain of stuff and things and food and trinkets and vegetables and it's just amazing. Wow. You're thinking, God, you're just so good to us. You know, they call us the breadbasket of the world. And we're growing so much that we're taking some of it and sticking it in our gas tanks. We have so much food, we decided to throw it in the furnace of our cars and burn it for gas, which you know, I have an opinion about that, that when people are starving, don't burn it for your gas.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in their bellies and let them burn it for energy. Lord, forgive us. But in the context of that, it's just, you know, wow. Yeah. How can we say God bless America? How can we say, we should say, God, thank you for blessing America.
Absolutely.
Thank you for blessing America.
Yeah.
If the poorest person in America is richer than 85% of the world, and know that less than 5% of the world's population is in America, so that's a huge number.
Huge.
Like 7 billion people now, they say. That our poorest is richer than 85%. Lord, you've blessed us so much. We're so blessed. And Lord, forgive us for not being grateful. Forgive us for starting our prayers like give me and stuff and things and whining and complaining when we just should have spent the entire time with you of just going, thank you. We should enter your gates with thanksgiving and just go, thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for how you blessed me. Lord, help me not to waste the blessing. I remember years ago when I was growing in the Lord, and the Lord's revealing himself to me, and I'm still growing in the Lord, but in the knowledge of the Lord, that the telephone rang or something like that, and I think I was a deputy back then, and I reached over, and the phone had ring, and I was laying in bed that morning, and I reached, because I was on the other side of the bed, so I reached over to grab the phone, and the voice of the Lord came to me, and he says, you live like a king. That Americans live like kings.
Wow.
They live like kings. We live like kings in America. Think about it. And I have a basic type home. It's not some palace and stuff you see with some things going on, but just the fact that you have a phone, the fact that you had a mattress and a bed and you had covers and that when you could reach over and actually a phone would ring and you could pick it up and talk to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you had a house that your bed was in or an apartment that your bed is in. He said that we live like kings.
Yeah.
And if you understand, if you haven't listened to Josiah on VFN TV or watched it, we're going to be held accountable for that because we are in America. This is a government by and for the people. We are Josiah.
Yeah.
You know, we're the ones that kind of look around and see what's happening in our nation, and we decide before the Lord, based on his word, you know, is it right or wrong? And then we make edicts. We begin to make decisions that when we need new leaders or present leaders, we need to keep them. Is going to run this country the way God would want it run because it is a government by and for the people. And the sad thing about it, now we're actually looking to the people we hired to fix it when they actually should have been looking to us for directions and instructions what to do. Mm. And because, you know, that we've asked so long, they just said, just quit turning to them. We're just going to go ahead and take it by the horn and we're going to do this thing. Huh. We're going to transform this thing. And when you go read the Declaration of Independence, when you read the United States Constitution, when you see these 530 some odd people, that's all they are, and we have 300 something million people in America, so right. how can you blame everything on 530 something people that you hired to go and represent you and to get staffs around them and those different things? And it's like, my goodness, you need to listen to Josiah because it will empower you. It'll put the fear of God in you, realizing, oh my goodness, I've been looking at everybody else. I've been looking at the political parties. I've been looking everywhere else, but I should have been doing something. Mm. And when you read about Josiah, you know, Josiah was a king that he was totally wrong until he was right. But when he was right, God said he was the most awesome king that ever lived. So it's not like that we've made so many mistakes and done so many things wrong that we can't be redeemed. And God redeemed Josiah when he found out what the truth was, when he got into the word of God. And right now, you know, the American church is just like Israel at that time because the word of God was hidden. Nobody could get to the word of God. And Josiah was in his 20s when he sent somebody to go clean out the temple. And in the temple is when they found, quote, the Bible, unquote, that kind of, and he found the word of God. Mm-hmm. And up until that point, they had no word.
Mm.
And that's the way it is right now, according to George Barna, 82% of the church has no word. Has no word. They're not in the word. Mm-hmm. But realize the moment you get in the word, you can be like Josiah. Because once he had the secretary read to him the word, he was like, oh my goodness, we are wrong. So it's not until you get in the truth of God do you find out if you're living a lie before God. And so a lot of people avoid the word of God and just tell themselves that I'm living right before God. But the thing about it is you're going to answer at the judgment seat of Christ forever how you lived your life. If you chose not to know the ways of God and claim to know them, you'll find out at the throne. But then again, you can begin to read the word and find out, you know what? I'm going to repent. And immediately Josiah, when he got the word of God, when he broke the statistics of George Barna, if you would, and said, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read it and ask God to speak to me. And if something in my life is not right, I'm going to repent. I'm going to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And he had, not only did he repent, he had everybody repent. He started, because he's the king. He could actually say, you know, tear down this high place, destroy this Asherah pole, tear down that Baal stuff, tear down these idols. And we in America, we're just like that. We're actually, it's a government by and for the people. This whole thing in America is you are a king. I mean, you can actually vote. That's what happened. The reason why these 530 elected officials got into office in Washington, D.C. is because we elected them. They're not our fault. We're their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the king. Maybe we just kind of gave up our duties and just said, whatever. Maybe they'll get something for me. Instead of saying, God's going to hold me accountable for who I put there. And so Josiah can make these huge decisions. You can hear, you can go to VFNTV and watch this. It is a now word for America, and it will empower you. Because we as Americans, that we have a vote, you know, we have a constitutional right to vote. We have a constitutional right to be able to petition the government because they're working for us. We're not working for them. Mm-hmm. And we can sit down with them no matter how they act. And believe me, you'd be surprised sometimes, like, oh, let me go back and read my constitution again. Maybe I misread that or something. And God knows that. So if we bury our heads in the sand of denial and to say, well, God's not going to hold me accountable for this, realize what happened after Josiah was when Josiah, who did what was right, then God says, you know, you're the best king that's ever lived, past or present.
Mm-hmm.
And he held back what he was going to do to Israel. But as soon as he passed, this is your life. You can change. You can be a Josiah in America. You can be a Josiah in America. You can rise up and say, you know what? We're going to do what is right. We're accountable before God. This is a government by the people, for the people. I am responsible for my vote. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to pray. I'm going to abide with God. And I'm going to begin to pull a lever for people who have the integrity, who will do what's right according to our founding fathers and before God. And maybe God will just, you know, turn our generation and spare America. But as soon as Josiah died, you know, his son didn't walk like he walked. He didn't care what God had said.
Right.
And immediately he went and made a pact with Egypt. And even Egypt changed his name. They changed his name to Jehoiakim. So Egypt named the leader over God's people. Well, guess what? Our president's first speech, international speech, was in Egypt at Cairo University.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that President Obama is God's set man. There's no way that any man's political scheming or ideas or could have done all this. This is just God.
Yeah.
Right.
And God's set man to begin to humble America. And when Jehoiakim got in there, he began to tax and tax and tax and tax and take and tax and take and tax and take to be able to pay Egypt. And so at that point, high taxes came in and the loss of things and stuff. And right now, but since God's people are not in the Word, they haven't been Josiah to read the Word and find what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to solve things through their own carnal nature, through mm-hmm. human wisdom, not realizing that we got to get in the Word and repent. And God will say, maybe you're the most awesome American citizen that ever lived, and that God turns it because you actually did what was right. And so here it is. The world is naming the leader over God's people. And the fact that he spoke there and empowered the Muslim Brotherhood to be able to take over Egypt, and now Egyptian people are just freaking out over it now,
mm-hmm.
and it's in great turmoil. He's supplying money, he's supplying weapons, and they're openly wanting to destroy Israel. That realize this, who came after Jehoiakim. Let me tell you who came after Jehoiakim. His name meant... And he was also named by the world, God is just.
Mm.
And realize, if we get what we deserve, it's not going to be good.
Mm. No.
It's not going to be good. And but yet, you're now on this side of history, you can be Josiah. You can be Josiah and say, wait a minute, what does God's word say? Just let me have it. Just tell me like it. Just let me have it. What does it say? Mm. And immediately, those that you have influence over, you begin to say, you know, this is how we're living our marriage. This is how we're living our family. This is how we were doing our workplace. This is how we were operating in the context of our church family. But that is over today.
Mm.
We are going to serve God. Does it mean that they're going to follow? No. But it means that God's going to honor you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to look and see who's leading your country, your state, your commission, your sheriff, your city council, your school boards, and all these different people that you, Josiah, are supposed to choose, because you are, the America is full of kings. If you're a citizen in America, you're like a king.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to vote. You get one vote. And before God, you know, you want to pull that vote for God, for what's right. And guess what? No matter ever how anybody else votes, God saw you pull that vote. He saw you pull that lever. And you know, step out and begin to share why you're supporting a particular situation, and get other people to go out and meet people, and maybe they want to run for office. I don't know. But just get involved in choosing our leaders, because we're the ones that choose our leaders. We want to know the values they have. What values do they have? Do they value our founding fathers? Do they value the Declaration of Independence? Do they value the United States Constitution? Do they value the Bill of Rights? Do they value these things? And it's okay. Just find out. And if they do, you know, you vote for them and hold their feet to the fire in regards to saying, you know, this is what you said you're going to do. And now you need to stick to your guns, despite what they tried to get you to change when you went to D.C. And it's just amazing that when you, I encourage you, go to VFN TV at VFNTV.com and watch Josiah, for we are Josiah in America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.